All right. Tuesday night, right here on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Welcome. Welcome to the show. This is A Bad Batcast Live. I'm your host, Mr. A Bad Batcast, otherwise known as Rob DeVore. I think I got that backwards, but it doesn't matter. I am your always dreaded Tuesday night host right here on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Welcome to the show. A lot of people in the chat room here. And the always popular and always dreaded Chip Gibson is in the house there. And Jerry, JC0068, got a new listener tonight, the Bayfish from Virginia Beach. Welcome. And, of course, Benita Bob is in there. And, man, it is almost boondoggle eve for me. And what is a boondoggle, you may ask? We're going to get to that in a little bit. And it's a good time, I promise. We're kind of throwing around the idea of letting all the listeners and everybody involved with Kayak Fishing Radio choose a boondoggle location for us coming up in the not-so-distant future. So we'll be talking about that a little bit tonight. What do you got to do to qualify? What are some of the things that you need to get a boondoggle in your town or city or state or whatever? It's not that hard, but we'll go over that in a little while. And also autumn fishing tactics, kayak fishing tactics, what to use, where you're going to use it, where you're going to fish, at least around here. And on the phone with me, he's got a new phone. It's a new smartphone, and which means he's smarter than normal, or at least he appears dumb next to his smartphone. The always popular Landing Crew, Mark Wheeler. What's happening, sir?
What is going on, man?
Ah, man, just another Tuesday night right here at KFR, Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited, man. It's almost boondoggle eve for me. And you know what that means.
Sweetwaters.
That's right. Sweetwaters are coming. Getting all packed. Got to get the dog washed. It's a whole lot of stuff, man. So I'm excited.
So that's what they're calling it now?
No. My brother's, it's funny, my brother is looking after my dog while I'm gone, boondoggling. And so I got to make sure that she gets a bath and put the advantage on her and all that stuff, you know. Just like you would. I mean, you wouldn't take your kid over to, you know, for somebody to babysit all dirty, would you?
Oh, yeah. I was kidding, man.
Here you go, Ma. Thanks for watching. See you later. I'm off boondoggling, you know. Man, kid,
yeah.
When was the last time you had a bath? Yeah. So anyway, yeah, man, so one of the things that, first of all, what's a boondoggle? People are always asking. I get a lot of emails and stuff. Like, you're always talking about a boondoggle. What's a boondoggle? And basically, here it is. A boondoggle is this. The kayak fishing radio crew, yak angler crew, and anybody else who wants to take advantage of it. Yeah, Chip says he always puts the advantage on the clone before he's taking him on the road. That's a good one there, Chip. No, actually, last boondoggle, my brother was looking after my dog, and when I picked her up, she was loaded with fleas. So obviously they don't have lawn spraying where he lives or something, but, no biggie. She, keep the advantage on her, keeps the fleas and ticks at bay, and, everybody's happier, especially her. But anyway, boondoggle, we get together, we go kayak fishing, we go camping. If we are, I'm walking in 7-Eleven here. Oh no, it's actually just my phone. But anyway, we get together, we go camping, we go kayak fishing. So if you're not against tents or cabins or anything of the nature, sitting around campfires, a couple of dawn to dusk fishing trips, you know, that sort of thing, traveling a little bit, getting together, good hanging out with good folks who love to kayak, fish, and camp and tell stories and all that good stuff. Join us, man. So we're getting together in Charleston, South Carolina this weekend at the KOA campgrounds in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We're going to fish Copahee Sound. And got a good group of folks going, man. It's going to be a good time, man. So if you want to know about that, shoot me an email, rob@abadbatcast.com. And we'll talk about it, man. How can you get a boondoggle? Well, we're kind of, I got to talk to Chip about that. But it's got to be in a location where we can, A, catch fish, hopefully, or have a good chance at it. B, camping accoutrements are always, camping locations are always a good thing. I like to camp. I'll camp anywhere. All I need is my tent and a Therm-a-Rest and a kayak and with some flush mount rod holders and I'm good. And sometimes fishing rods. but anyway, that's basically what we do. Some of the older folks, with Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm not going to name names, but they're ex-Marines, and they have big mustaches. Some of those guys have bad backs, and sometimes the bad backs is not good for camping. So some of these guys prefer cabins and a little bit more luxury. Me, I'm not that old yet, so I'm good. I'm good anywhere. A Therm-a-Rest, a little corner, a little tarp over me to keep the rain off. I'm not too hard to get along with, man. I'm easy. Well, not easy, but I'm easy. So what do you think, Mark? Now you're a veteran boondoggler, man. What was your reflection on the Jacksonville trip?
Oh, it was great, man. I should have thought the whole sleeping in the bed of my truck situation before I put bait back there, but I mean, that little Talbot Island, folks, if you're looking for, you know, a place to go that is just absolutely beautiful, quiet, and nice, you know, clean showers, good, you know, good facilities, then little Talbot is a nice vacation before, you know, summer months. Wish I was heading down to Charleston. I really wish I was because Saturday's my birthday. But, you know, what can you do? Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I know. It's and boondoggling is a blast. If you want us to come to your town, man, make sure you lobby us. It has to be an airport somewhere within an hour or so drive, rental car facilities. I don't care freshwater or saltwater myself. It doesn't bother me either way. I'm good. I like saltwater, but I'm not against, going freshwater either. So, you got some facilities you want to show us, the Kayak Fishing Radio crew, you know, how to do it and how you do it in your neck of the woods. Let us know. Lobby us for it. We're not against it, man. We're trying to put together at least 4 boondoggles a year. So this will be boondoggle, I don't know, 2.5. According to the Yak Angler crew, our boondoggle in April didn't, our mini boondoggle in April didn't really count because we didn't have 10 people. We only had like 8. So we're too short of a boondoggle. Man, we're getting a full house here tonight. Got a bunch of guests. The paddling fan is in. If you're a fan of kayaks, any kind of kayak fishing, paddling, bird trails, anything like that, tell Paddling Fan on Facebook or Twitter. And the always dreaded. Yes, sir.
I'm going to lay this down right now. For next fall, for a Virginia Beach, Kitsapeak, October boondoggle. Same, let's do it the weekend of that October, the Columbus Day weekend, so that way striper season is in for Virginia Beach, Kitsapeak, you know, a Virginia boondoggle for
gotcha.
Next fall.
Gotcha. I'll do it. But you got to get people to lobby for it, man. This is it's going to be a popularity contest, man. I'm all about that. I'll go up there and fish. What's it like in October?
It's actually, it's the beginning of fall, I guess, for Virginia. So, you're looking at, crisp nights where a good fire is really going to, going to feel good. The fishing is outstanding. You have the opportunity of catching, stripers, blues. I know you like the bluefish, and these are some decent-sized blues.
Yeah.
Drum, you spotted a croaker if you want, puppy drum, black drum, flounder, and big flounder at that. I got more on that for tomorrow night's show. it's not just fishing during the day. It's fishing at night, and, we've got two beautiful, camping areas on either side of the bay. First Landing State Park, which is, where the first landing was of the settlers or whatever. And then Kittatinny with the famed concrete ships is another beautiful park, really nice place there to camp out. Plus it has cabins also. So, a little bit for everyone. And if you do it in Virginia Beach, it's nice because you can bring the whole famed family and they can go to the ocean front and, shop and do whatever while you're out fishing. So, we got options.
That's awesome. So you can camp there. That's good. That's good. Got a good fishery there in around Virginia Beach in that area. And folks like Rob Choi and Mark Lozier and Kayak Kevin and everybody else is up there. So that's another good thing for boondoggles that we look for is if there's local guides or folks that know the area, that fish the area, it's always an advantage because we don't have a clue when we get there. We're like, hey, what do? You remember Charlie and Scott up in Jacksonville, man. They showed us all sorts of stuff up there. So it was very nice to have folks that know what the heck they're doing in the area and can kind of push us in the right direction. Areas to fish, things like that, man. So we have a good time, man. And don't think if you're a guide and you're interested in showing up at a boondoggle and you know the area, you'll get plenty of run from us, man. Trust me. Via Yak Angler and all of our radio shows and my blog and things like that. So I'm always good for that. So if you want free press, free run, let us know, man. So we're looking at all kinds of good stuff for 2012 coming up. Our boondoggle this weekend once again. If you're interested, is in Charleston, and I believe now a lot of times we try to plan these around holidays, quote unquote holidays, not Christmas, New Year's, and all that, Thanksgiving or anything like that. But we're looking at like because most of the country is cold and all that stuff, so everybody wants to come to Florida. But usually February, President's Day weekend is a good holiday. I'm good to boondoggle anytime because I got like a bazillion vacation hours at work. So I'm good. I can boondoggle anytime. So just let me know. But we try to do that around weekends because some of us, it's a little bit easier for some folks. That's why we're going Columbus Day weekend. Sometimes kids are out of school, things of that nature. So that's another thing to shoot for. So yeah, boondoggling, man. That's your part of your manual for what is a boondoggle. This time we're having a, what do you call that, the old country boil, Mark, where you put all the crabs and shrimp and stuff in a pot and boil it up, and there you go. Old country boil.
Yeah.
It slips my mind, but anyway, it's food. You eat it. It's good. We'll have fun. Sit around the fire. All right, man. We got somebody else calling in here. Area code 804. That's either Yak Sushi or is that around you, Mark? Could be Rob Choi.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
there he
Rob
is,
Choi,
man. How you doing?
What's up? I'm good, man. I'm actually stepping out the house for a second, so I thought I'd just give you guys a call, see what you guys are up to.
How are you, man? Did you get anything on amateur night there?
What's that?
Were you on the water for opening striper season?
No, I have not gone over there, man. It's I hear the actually part of the light line supposedly set of lights is out, and one of the better sets of lights, and I actually just haven't had the time to head down there. I want to, but haven't been able to.
Awesome. Rob Choi from AnglingAddict.com in the Virginia Beach area. Hey, are you calling to lobby for a Virginia Beach boondoggle coming up next year?
Oh, that would be cool. That would be awesome. Heck yeah, man. Yeah, you guys should definitely come up. I'd love to put you guys on some fish for sure, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah, man, we're putting the word out, man. We want to go where people want us to be. So we're putting the word out for if you want us to do a if you want us to come to your area and the whole Yak Angler Kayak Fishing Radio crew get together and have a boondoggle, you got to lobby for it, man, and let us know. So there you go.
All
There's
right.
two for Virginia Beach, man. Chip, I don't know, man. Virginia Beach is getting an early lead. So,
time of year, there's all sorts of fantastic fishing. Obviously, the striper season's open. The trout are getting real good. The drum are starting to move around. Obviously, there's tautog and sheep's head still around. And tautog is actually going to get real good here in a bit. There's all sorts of great fishing here. So, I'd love it if you guys came up or down, wherever you're from.
Heck yeah, man. I'm all about it. I'll boondoggle anywhere. I don't care. I'm good for it. So, all right, man. Well, we'll have to keep that one in mind. But you getting out this weekend?
I don't know, man. It's gonna be tough. It's my wife is complaining we haven't had a date night in a while, so that's high on the priority. And
gotta do that, man.
You gotta be good. Gotta get those brownie points up so I can get some more kitchen passes. All my friends always like, man, you always get a gazillion kitchen passes, man. How is it that you can do that? It's like, I don't know, I put in my time, and she lets me do what I want, so here I am. I got to put my time in again.
That's awesome. Well, it's not a bad thing either,
No, not at all. She's cool, so I like it.
She's not like, Fit, you're going fishing, and you just did last weekend. Right.
Man,
that's why, I don't know, man. I got to, if I want to date somebody, they got to be into that sort of thing, too, because I can't. I got to be at least on the water at least one day a week on most of the time, If not, I'm like pulling out chest hair and stuff, man. It's not good. Not pretty. All right, man. So there it is. Boondoggle, how to get one. And that's what it is. So we're all, shoot us emails, man. Rob at badbatcast.com. Chip at kayakfishingradio.com. And lobby us. We're cool with it, man. We're good. We want to go where you want to go. So I was talking to Chip on the phone, and he got a little bit animated. I was like, dude, where are we going where are we going to boondoggle, next year? We got to get this stuff planned early, let people know about it, get everything all put together. And he got kind of excited about it, man. So here's a little bit of an excerpt from that from the other night, man. So, Chip, where are we going to boondoggle this or next year?
We're going to California.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah, there's
that. And Texas and New York.
Yeah, there's okay. All right. All right, man. Well, it's a little bit cold in Michigan, but I'm game. So, if you want to, I'm good with that, man. And we can do that. Anywhere you want to go, man, I'm cool. So, anyway, let's see. Who else is in? Oh, LGB is in the chat room. He's going to be at the boondoggle. Kayak Kevin's in there. The landing crew, the bay fish. D.D. Olson is in the house. So, looks like we got a full boondoggle staff here. And we're all excited about it, man. You gotta excuse all of my boondoggle talk. It's almost boondoggle eve for me, which is like... This is almost like Christmas Eve rolled up for me, man. So,
when do you guys leave it?
Well, we're meeting up there on Friday. I'm leaving tomorrow, and I should be arriving somewhere in the Charleston area between noon and 3 on Friday. But I'm taking the long way around. I can't really explain it right now, but I will. And it'll be a good time, man, I promise. So we're all taking our GoPros, and we're going to get tons of footage, dump it all on down into Chip's Mac while we're there, and see if we can edit this up a halfway decent video while we're there.
Very cool. Very cool.
Maybe not while we're there, but maybe in the meantime somewhere.
Yeah, editing stuff takes a long time, man, especially if you want to get something decent.
Yeah, I know. I really like using the iMovie, though. Yep, Chip's
yeah,
getting
like
there on Friday. I like iMovie, man. It has a lot of good options. One thing I haven't figured out how to do yet is how to fix my my audio on it, how to adjust the audio up and down in it. Because the GoPro, when you if you record with the watertight back on it, I can't find the volume controls on it. So I'm one thing I'm lacking, but it's a work in progress.
With the new one. I haven't messed with the new one, but the old one, if you double-clicked on the clip itself, and then there was, it's been a while since I've done it, but there's definitely a way. You'll find it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just haven't figured it out yet. Sometimes Chip has to act as my tech support, and I'll call him and or Skype him or something and be like, hey, dude, how do you do this? You know, I've, like, run into a brick wall here. And he's like, oh, yeah, you just, you know, you do this and that. And
it just seems really
interesting. Yeah, it's
you
definitely
just,
helpful.
You double click on the way we dine with the who's more watts, and then you clap that and you slip this. It's like talking to Yak Sushi, man.
Oh yeah,
like,
I know.
Really?
Right?
What? Huh? Do what? I didn't know that could go there. Wait, no. English.
Yeah.
That
means.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I know.
Mark, is that you, man?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the landing crew's on the phone. There's
okay, I wasn't. Yeah, it sounded like him. I wasn't sure if it was in. What's up, Mark? What's going on, brother?
So, did you get out, Mark? Over last night was
Was
the big opening? Did they have a starting gun and stuff, or was it just?
I know I did.
Watches and everybody just looks at their watches and at midnight hits go, right?
Yeah, I had my. My Skippy fish finder siren going at midnight, and went ahead and hit my first spot and second cast, caught a nice 20-inch, something like that, striper. Put him in the hole in the tank, fished for about another 45 minutes. The wind kicked up, and I said, I got me going. So, you know, nice short little John got one fish in, and he was delicious with jalapeno and bacon. So.
Oh, you already sorted that out. That's awesome. Good job.
Oh yeah.
You go to the HRBC?
No, Rudy.
Ah, okay.
Fish the dock lights there.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Hey, you know Chuck was you know, he had his pictures of his ditch tarpon the other day, you know, which is really cool, man. And I was joking around with him, talking to him on the phone the other night, and I was like, really, Chuck, you know, how would you fix that? You know, is that like a big, like, what would you do with tarpon fillets? And he was like, oh, man, really? And, you know, he knows I was just joking, but I just thought that was kind of funny, you know. It's like a fillet-sized ditch tarpon. And thank you. Yeah, I know. I'm heading down that road. Oh man. So anyway, I'm definitely going to I'm gonna burn for that one. Okay. So anyway, next on my list to talk about tonight. You may have noticed a slight nip in the air as the temperature drops. And even us in Florida, we don't get the dramatic, changing leaves and, you know, cold fronts and all that stuff. It's a little bit more subtle here. You know, the sun changes position in the sky. The breeze picks up a little bit. And usually, you can smell people's fireplaces burning or, depending on where you live, it could be a bonfire or somebody burning their garbage. Yeah, I know. But anyway, it's a little bit more subtle. Temperatures have dropped a little bit over the weekend. I was Chuck's listening to my show, texting me. Sorry, Chuck. Anyway, over the weekend, the temperatures did drop. As I was driving toward, as we were driving towards the Gandy, one of the bank time and, you know, time and temperature signs said 54 degrees, which I was like, really? Oh my God, really? You know, that sets off the, yes, that sets off the crawl inside yourself, Rob, and get under warm blankets and things like that. Yeah. Oh, Chuck, sorry. It was a brisk 54 degrees. Water temperature was right around 80. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day to be out in it. A little bit breezy, but we were in the mangrove trying to keep out of the wind and everything. And I did spot quite a few fish. The three of us only caught one fish all day. And that was my buddy Alan, the Swanee refugee. So I'm glad that at least he caught a fish. But it was a bad day. I spotted a lot of redfish, but the problem is they saw me first. One of them was in the 30-inch range, too, man. I would have liked to at least get a shot on him. Let's see. Here we are. We got area code 304. You're on the line with Kayak Fishing Radio. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you, Ayla?
I'm great. How are you?
All right, man. It's almost Boondoggle Eve. How you feeling? You getting all jacked up for it or what?
I am pumped. My
awesome.
Stuff is packed.
Awesome.
And I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Are
I'm
you
not
excited?
Quite there yet. Of course I am, man. Are you kidding me? This is like, I get more excited about Boondoggle Eve than I do Christmas, man.
I think I do too.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. So I'm sure everybody else is too. That's going. I know Chip is, even though he didn't call in yet. Or maybe he's just waiting until Thursday.
Mm.
I'll call him. I'll call him with a trip report Thursday. Hey, man, here I am.
Yeah, I saw that he had the tide report on Facebook. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Did you see some of those, man? Some of those were like 5-foot tides. I'm not used to that.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Big ones around here, and I don't know. At least in my area, a big tide. And Chuck doesn't have to contend with tides over there because it's like 2 inches is a high tide up there over there. But over here, a big tide is like, you know, 3.5 feet, 0.2 feet. And we're looking at like 5.8 feet, you know, almost 6-foot tides up there. So,
yeah, that's kind of freaky. Like, I didn't even think about that. And I'm coming from freshwater. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't deal with waves like that. I have barges that go past me, and I go for those waves. But
well, I don't think you have to worry too much about waves. You know, tide coming in and stuff, it's not like big waves. It's pretty subtle, actually, and it's very hard to notice. Even though in Jacksonville it was, I believe it was a 6 or an 8-foot tide when we were in Jacksonville. And you could sit with the back end of your kayak shoved into the bank, and if you sat there too long, you'd have to get off your kayak and pull your kayak back in the water. So it was a pretty quick, hard driving, fast tide. Up there, so that was crazy. You know, we're sitting there, and you're about your head is about even with the, you know, with the top of the marsh grass, and you know, by the end of the day, it was, you know, the top of the marsh grass was like 10 feet above your head. You know, it's awesome. So it's quite a tide drop, man. So I don't know if it's going to be that dramatic or not, but I'm excited about it nonetheless.
Me too.
Yeah, So let's see if Chuck is back on, is with us yet. Chuck, are you there? You've been on hold for 17 minutes, buddy.
Shh. Trying to get the children to bed.
All right.
Aww.
Text me when ready to talk, and I'll unmute you, man.
I will.
Can you still hear the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm putting you back on mute, so let me know.
You may.
Oh man, Chuck. He's a good guy, man. He doesn't understand Boondoggle Eve because he hasn't boondoggled with us. He kind of has boondoggled with us. The Boondoggle 1, he was there when we all went down the Mosquito Lagoon. And Boondoggle 1.5, he was there. But he didn't have to keep Titusville. So does that really count? I don't know. Looks like is that Russ that I just saw in the house in the chat room? Those of you listening to the podcast, you can always log on and catch a live show and join in all the fun in the chat room. People are logging in, logging out. We're leaving the light on for you. LGB's giving us a rundown of what we're looking at, man. So. Him and
hey,
Rob, Stan have
man.
Been.
I want to say good luck with the show. I gotta take off, dude.
Okay, Rob, man. Rob Choi from Virginia Beach. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yep. And, have fun with the boondoggle, man.
All right. Keep an eye out on Facebook reports.
Cool. Later.
Later. All right, man. Rob Choi called in. You ever get out fishing with Mr. Choi there, Mark? Or if you're still on there with me. I don't know, he's probably muted himself, too.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I fished with Rob a couple of times.
Yeah?
Never, you know, we always have conflicting schedule, it seems, where he's coming down and I'm just getting off the water. He's up in Richmond, which is about an hour and a half from me. But,
Yeah,
that's the way it usually works out is... He's coming down, I'm coming up, or you know, he's coming, you know, launching as I'm coming off, and, you know, never really got a real chance to really fish with him, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. Good fishing, though, man. That's awesome. Hey, okay, Redfish Chuck is with us now. Chuck?
Yo.
How you doing, sir?
I am fan-damn-tastic.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, you're not mad at me about your my filleting barpin comment, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't get all pissy about stuff like that.
Okay, good. Thank you. I was only kidding. Well, Russ says that he is bringing some boudin, houdat sausage, fresh satsuma, and some fresh... I'm going to murder this. Riesling French bread for the boondoggle. Man, so we're going to have a boondoggle in South Carolina with some New Orleans flair. Eh? Eh? There you go. Where's the tofu sausage, man? Come on, help a guy out. Who's bringing, like, some you know, Boca Burger, you know, crumbles or something, man? What's Mr. Backhat supposed to eat? What's that?
You need to just get over all that, dude. That's just not right.
What's good boondoggle food, Chuck?
Good boondoggle food is like cheddarwurst and beer brats and...
No, come on. Who has time to fix that stuff? Okay, tell you, this is boondoggle food. Who has time to fix it? This is boondoggle food, okay?
You're making crab boil. You're making
crab boil?
A low country boil. You ain't got time to make a hot dog?
But, hey, this is boondoggle food, okay? I'll tell you what boondoggle food is. It's Clif Bars and those little peanut butter crackers. That's boondoggle food, okay? Because when you're doing dawn to dusk fishing trips, you really don't have a lot of time to be spending around the campfire kitchen there fixing something to eat.
Rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen me, dude. You've seen me. I can't survive on Clif Bars and peanut butter crackers. All right. So I assure you that whenever I do make it to a boondoggle, I will volunteer to be the fat chef cooking for everybody because, listen, that's just not even right, man. That's like part of going out and being like camping and doing the thing is good campfire food / get fat, feel your arteries start to clog. It's good, man. It's good for you.
Oh, I know. Campfire breakfast, but who knows how to – who makes that stuff when you're – you know, who makes that when you're out fishing all day, you know?
You're
last thing you
want
to do is – and it's like by the time you get back and you get your gear ready for tomorrow and you take a shower, it's like time to go to bed, man, you know, because 3 o'clock comes
early. That's why you have a family. So this way you look at the wife and you tell her, hey, I'm looking to be back when the sun goes down. Make sure there's food ready. And they go, okay, I love you. And they, you know, kiss, goodbye, and you leave.
Yeah, that don't happen.
You come back, and there's a smorgasbord of board of food because you didn't tell her exactly what you wanted, and she just decided, oh, I'll make everything, you know.
What happens
in the freezer,
what happens if your family is going, hey, you know, I'm out on the water too, buddy. You want to fix something? Here's some Doritos.
I have made a meal out of Doritos.
Oh, man.
Hey,
me too.
Just delivered to the water. I've done it.
Wow. Oh, man, that's great. Hey, one of my favorite boondoggle memories is somebody gave the landing crew a flounder, right? And the landing crew decided to put it in my cooler, right? Which I don't put fish in my cooler. It's for food, right? So there's a flounder in my cooler. I'm like, hey, dude, you going to, like, fix up that flounder? Yeah, man, I'll get it later, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, like, the day that we were leaving the boondoggle, there's that flounder still in my cooler, you know. So I hung it on his the driver's door of his truck. Oh, that's one of my favorite boondoggle memories. And by the way, one thing I'm wondering is, yes, that's right. One thing I'm wondering is how did you get the bait in your back of your truck where you were sleeping?
Because we were using my truck to transport everyone's gear from the campsite to the launch ramp, remember?
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And people had squid and stuff like that. Well, that went back there, and then he just didn't grab it when they launched. So it sat there in my truck at the launch ramp and baited. And baked.
Nice.
And baked.
That was pretty
rain. After the slog, I parked the truck. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to bed, you know, or lay down for a minute. I opened up and cracked the seal on the cap, and I was like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Squid jerky.
Hey, you know, and it, all you would have had to say was tell me, and I would have brought the big 10. You know?
And you even offered, too, at your place, man, which was the worst part.
Before we left, I said, man, you sure? I'll bring the big 10 if you want. Oh, no, I'll be fine. Okay. Hey, and one thing, those foam mats, those things are the devil, okay? I did 4 days in Rocky Mountain National Park on one of those, and I threw it away when I was done with it. Those things are the most uncomfortable pieces of garbage ever. All right, we got area code 918. You're on Kayak Beach Radio. Who's this? This is Russ. Hey, Russ, how are you, man? The Salt Warrior. You're making.
Doing all
are
right,
you
Rob.
Already? Are you already in Chucktown? Or are you just in?
No,
route?
I'm en route. I stopped off at my parents' house right now.
Awesome. Good deal, man. When are you getting there? Are you getting there in the morning?
No, I'm going to stop off at my brother's house too. I'm going to travel on probably like Thursday or Friday.
Yeah. You got any top secret autumn fishing tactics that you want to give up before we go?
No, I'm coming to learn from you guys. I don't know anything.
Oh, man. Luckily, we got some local folks there. LGB and Scoop Stan will be there, hopefully, and give us some pointers, man. So it's different fishing
I'm just ready to
at different area.
I'm just ready to fish out. I'm probably just going to fish out of the pond anyway. I've got Robbie some little hooks and some crickets. So.
Oh, okay. You're not going out in Cobie Sound?
No, I'm kidding. Of course I am.
All right, man.
Can't wait.
That's the way to be. Got to, man. It's going to be a good time. So I'm excited about it. As you can tell, that's all I've talked about for 41 minutes, man. Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. So, hey, you know, there's another one to add to the list. It's a Venice boondoggle, you know. Is it close enough to civilization for us to be able to get to easily, yet has camping available? Yeah, no, maybe?
You know, there's not a lot of places to camp, and the civilization is not really close either. 70 miles to like a Walmart or something. But it's that's in Belchase, South New Orleans. But it's there may be a place to put a tent. I couldn't find one when I tried to stay down there. People just say, well, just rent my RV for $30 a night. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'll just rent an RV. So, you know, it's like that when I call around and ask. But where I'm staying right now, where my camp is, they've got a lodge that sleeps at least 12 people, you know, that I could probably get us a deal on. They've got, you know, she's got RVs she can rent. She's got FEMA trailer. She's got a whole, like, it's a whole little camp area. It's like one giant fish camp down there, the whole area. So,
cool. Yeah, Chip will like that if it's a lodge. Chip will like that, and I'm sure other people who are like, I'm like, man, just give me a tarp and a Therm-a-Rest, and I'm good.
I'm the same way, you know. I've got my tent and my air mattress and sheets and a pillow. I'm good.
Yeah, me too. So. Chuck, man.
Yo.
Let me ask you this: give us some good autumn fishing tactics that we should pay attention to around transition period in the autumn.
There's fish in ditches. And you
okay.
should fish ditches. No, I'm kidding. start downsizing. I think everybody kind of misses the boat on that. You should really start downsizing your tackle, going to smaller lures, lighter line, understanding the water's going to be cleaning up over here here in the next couple of months. So autumn, if you will, in Florida, can last as long as December, depends upon how cold it gets. And, you know, once that water temperature starts to kind of drop off a little bit, those fish become really, really easy targets. You can see them from a mile away in that gin clear water. So, you know, smaller baits are better. That's what they're mainly feeding on in the autumn into winter months. And stealth, man. Stealth always the key. Just try and get in there and be quiet and, you know, wander around and look around and see what you find. Fish shallow. Understand what your target species are feeding on and try and match that hatch, so to speak. There's never been a truer statement than matching the hatch. I don't care where you fish or what you fish for, so.
Russ,
pretty much
do you find that you slow down the presentation at all in the fall, or do you wait till winter on that?
Are you talking to me, Russ?
Yeah,
You know, I just fish, man. I don't know. I don't know if I slow down or not. I try it slow a while. I try to mix it up a little bit. You know, try to reel it fast some and see. I just, whatever the fish tells me to do, that's what I do.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do, too. I try to keep it, you know, if it's, I might slow it down a little bit when after the first, you know, like the cold snap over the weekend. But,
I think you really need to kind of watch the fish.
What's that?
I said I think you really need to kind of watch the fish and get a gauge of what they're doing. If you're sight fishing fish and the fish are not aggressively striking prey items, they're kind of milling around and slowly feeding off the bottom. It's not a natural reaction bite for them to see something flash past their face super fast if everything else in the water is moving slow because of water conditions or the water temperature. So that's why I fish extremely slow as the water temperature starts to drop, because it's usually the case. Now, for us, Rob, it's not going to be that way for a while. The mullet are still milling around, and you can speed it up and, you know, do whatever you want to do now. But in another month or two, you definitely have to slow it down if you want to capitalize on all the tail end fish you're going to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so that's what I do too. I usually chuck it around just to see, you know, what the fish, what they're looking for. But on the other hand, you know, I do kind of try to slow it down a little bit. And I do, hey, I'm ready to dial that thing down anytime and downsize that, you know, scale it down anytime, even in the summer, you know, because you never know when they're going to be feeding on glass minnows. And I honestly believe that size has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Pardon me, I was yawning. I'm boring myself to death. You poor people. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, no, I'm. That's what I. You know, I'm always ready to dial that thing down, and you know, when it comes down to it. And a lot of people don't think about that in the summertime. But I've noticed a lot when you're getting hits and you're getting mouths. You know, where they'll come up and mouth it and not eat it. Might be time to dial it down a little bit. So that's another tactic. Places to look. You know, in the summertime, they're not going to be in a foot of water. They're not going to be sitting there. You know, don't be looking for them in the summertime when it's, you know, the water temperature is 90-something degrees and you know, it's out in no shade, no nothing. But in the autumn, when the water temperature cools down a little bit, you might want to start looking for them in areas like that. One of the areas that I was fishing over the weekend had... It featured, one of the features was this. It was beautiful. It had a, it was about knee deep, and it had, you know, like half of a residential swimming pool size pool in it. That was like maybe 2.5-3 feet deep. And those are the things to look for when the weather cools down, especially in the wintertime. But in the autumn, you know, in the fall, I thought, well, you know, it might be a good time to go looking for that sort of thing. And I ended up wading and into a whole giant resting area for stingrays. But I didn't discover that until I was about, I don't know, 100 yards away from the boat. Yeah. So that was nice, having to pick my way through that back to the kayak. Nothing but stingrays. And they were kind of a little bit acting weird. Okay, Russ, thanks for calling in, man. The Salt Warrior's out. And it's good to have you. Thanks for calling in, man. And I will see you this weekend. Awesome. Yeah, so some of those stingrays, yeah, I was, you know, poking with the rod tip trying to get them to move, you know, so I could walk past them because they were thick. And no dice, man. Some of them were holding their ground. Some of them, you just barely touch them and they'd take off. The other ones were like, I'm not moving, man. not a good thing, man. But I made it back unscathed, luckily for me. So, anyway, we're getting near the end of our hour here. And I can tell Chip is getting tired, but he's excited about the boondoggle. And so, let's start with the landing crew. Does a one-legged duck swim in a circle? Are you going to be fishing this weekend, Mark?
With any luck, if the winds die down, I'd like to hit the HRBT or the Bay Bridge Tunnel. But this post front that's moving through there, but all this cold weather is pushing some really wicked north-northeast winds, you know, 10, 14 knots. So if there's a, you know, 3-4 hour gap in the wind, or the wind shifts out of the south, or anything like that, then I'll be in there fishing for the stripers, the sheepies, and the tog if I can make it out to the first island if there's a long enough break in the weather. I'm actually upgrading my bait size now because it is autumn. Things are starting to, you know, fish are starting to feed heavily for their southern move south. and I'm looking for larger fish. So I'll increase my size and go for those bigger fish.
Good deal, man. Chuck, what kind of ditches have your name on them this weekend? Must have been the wrong question because he dropped. Bummer. All right, Chuck, call back in if you can. Man, well, I know I'll be fishing this weekend, and I'll be fishing in Chucktown. That's right. Oh, here he is. Chuck's back again. Man, I thought I asked you the wrong question.
No, I meant to hit mute and I hung up on you.
So what kind of fish had you? Yeah.
I was one fish shy of an inshore slam today.
Nice.
I got a trout, a redfish, a snook, and missed a small tarpon in the ditch. So in your face, ditch fishing rules.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying you might want to change the website up to Chuck's Ditch Fishing Adventures.com. There you go.
Yeah. Wow. This week I've got really nothing going, man. I just have my 2 days off for the week. We're filming a Rapala commercial in my shop on Thursday. That's going to be the highlight of my week. I'm sure at some point I'm going to stop by a ditch or two with the 5-weight trying to get on some tarpons. But other than that, not much, brother. Just being jealous of you guys.
Man, I already got that footage for you from this weekend. I got that footage from Chuck's Rapala commercial. If you'd like to hear it, here it is. Hi, folks. Fishing can be hard sometimes. And that's why I like to use a Rapala. It helps me put fish in the boat. Thank you. That was good, Chuck.
Wow.
You did a good job.
That was pretty good. And I didn't even move my lips. That's the best part. I'm that good.
And, dude, you read that so fast, I could see your eyes moving. That's
right.
Awesome.
That's right.
Oh, man. Chip says that he's going to Cedar Key in 3 weeks. Man. And
let's make a trip over there.
Boondoggle Cedar Key. Bam.
I may have to go over there and fish with Chip.
I know, man. Place is crazy. So it's nice up there. Manatee Springs is right down the street too, if you're interested. It's a good fishing or a good camping spot. So all right, man. Anything else to add, folks, before we get out of here? Mark, what do you got going on in your show tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be the Striper kickoff show. A couple of days late, but, who's counting? We're going to talk about, fishing, the opening of Virginia Striper season, baits, tactics, areas, talk about, fishing off the surf, fishing in, secluded areas, what to look for. Basically, everything striper is what the show is going to be all about. So definitely tune in for that. And then hopefully the week after, we're going to have Wes Siegler of Release Reels. It's a Virginia-based reel company. Everything they make is made in America, made in Virginia. Yeah, and they are actually coming out with a kayak-specific line of fishing reels and fishing rods. Hmm. I mean, there's this stuff. I had one in my hand earlier today, and, a little, like an Avid JX or a little, MX, a little itty-bitty one, and you want to talk about smooth, man. And their main thing is that, everything's sealed. So you can take the reel, dunk it in water, take it in sand, rub it in sand, wash it off, and it still works like it came out of the package. So,
well, what
it's,
does
definitely cool.
What's the advantage? I mean, what makes it a kayak line of gear? What's the gimmick?
There is no gimmick. Everything is going to be, you know, you're looking, from what he explained to me, and this will be all on the show, is, you know, an affordable reel and rod system designed specifically for kayak fishing. The ability to, you know, because being in a kayak, we can lock down the reel if we wanted to on the bigger fish to, you know, pull them out, because the fish is going to drag us. Not like on a boat where they, you know, or on the shore where you've got to, you know, play with the drags a little bit. I mean, granted, you still have to do that, but, you know, to be able to lock it down and, you know, use it, plus the ability to get it wet, you know, take it and dunk it and, you know, beat it up really bad, because those of us that fish a lot really beat up on our gear. It doesn't matter how careful you are, it's going to happen. You're going to dunk the reel. You're going to do something. So that's their whole premise behind it. So,
okay,
stay
cool.
Tuned, folks.
I was just curious, man. You know, I didn't know what would make a kayak specific, and I was just wondering. You know, that's cool. Sounds like a good deal, man. I know me myself personally, I like shorter handled rods. You know, that's just the one preference that I have when it comes to fishing out of a kayak is a shorter handle. You know.
And you know that's one thing that they're gonna that about their rods. I have to say this. Is that they're going to have a telescoping handle, because I like to sit on my rod when I'm going after bigger fish. I'll take the butt of the rod and actually sit on it and use the side of the boat as my holder, and then just that way I can just crank and not have to worry about it. A little tip from West Coast fishing.
Ah, that's interesting. That sounds like a good tactic, man. I'll have to try that, man. Hopefully I'm going to get some shots at some big redfish this weekend, man. Looking forward to it. All right.
Yeah, good luck to everyone out going down the boondoggle. Stay safe on your drive, flight, whatever, and hope to see you all at the next one.
Let's get ready to paddle. How's that? Pretty good?
Need
all
some
right,
music,
man.
But we'll work on it.
All right. Well, I am out, folks. And don't forget, if you want to keep, if you're interested in what's going on here, badbatcast.com, yakangler.com, and the always popular kayakfishingradio.com. Pay attention to our Facebooks for some boondoggle updates. My Twitter, badbatcast on Twitter. I'm sure we'll get full of updates. So pay attention this weekend, if you're interested. If not, bugger off, you. So until next week, I'm your host, A Bad Batcast. And y'all wear your PFDs, take a kid fishing, and have a good one. See ya! Good night, everybody.